Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Good evening, everyone. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated, Dare the Filler Up Company, from quarry rock to all the fill material, plus the expertise to do it all for you. Welcome to the Stuart W. Robertson Memorial Gymnasium here at Roseburg High School in Roseburg, Oregon. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say it, but we got out of the fog. I mean, we drove to the top of Mount Sexton on I-5, and it cleared off and saw blue skies and clear all the way until we got. And as we were walking into the gym, the fog was beginning to settle over the football field here at Roseburg. So there's no escaping it, although there was a brief respite for it earlier this afternoon. Now, here in the gymnasium, the JV game is just over, and the JVs were victorious 62-38. Had a pretty easy time of it. So we'll see what happens when the rest of the game happens, how easy a time it's going to be. We'll see. Right now, the gym is fairly sparse, although it's getting fairly late in the day. People are just getting off work and will be strolling into the gym as we speak. Right now, it is less than a quarter filled right now. Both teams are on the floor taking their warm-ups. The Cavemen, of course, in their traveling blues. We'll have more for you right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family-owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, Roseburg Indians hosting the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. Now, they have already played once this year. You recall in the Christmas tournament, they squared off at South Medford High School, and the Cavemen came away with a 60-44 victory. Coming into this game, the Indians still looking for their first win overall this season. The Cavemen looking for win number four. So the Cavemen, both these teams struggling this year so far. And we'll see what happens tonight. Will the Roseburgians prevail here on their home floor, where it's been a difficult place to play? Head coach Nate Olson, as a player and as an assistant coach and as a coach, has never won in this gym. And he's not the only one that has to say that. Is tonight the possibility? Well, we'll see. Well, that's the story that we have here, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for word from head coach Nate Olson right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at abbys.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Time now for word from head coach Nate Olson, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airmen. And, Coach, you're on the road again. But here's a team you played before. What do you think coming into the Stuart W. Robertson Gymnasium?
Yeah, you know, we know each other pretty well. So, you know, in this far in the league, you kind of no real tricks up your sleeve. So we just got to come out and compete. You know, again, a tough place to play up here. So, yeah, hopefully the guys come out, you know, with something to prove. And, again, you get that first win, it's great, but it's non-league. Now you got to prove it in a league game. So,
all right. So you played them before. You won. You really came out aggressively defensively when you played them in Medford at the Christmas tournament. Do you plan the same strategy tonight?
Yeah, I think so. You know, try to use our athleticism to help us out with them. Just make it tough on their guards to get them into their stuff. Make them, you know, run some shot clock down. Try to limit Scott how many shots he gets up because he's a tough, good shooter, knocks down some tough shots. So you know, we can tell the other guards and limit him, and hopefully we'll have a good result.
Yeah, what, he had 21 points against you last time.
Yeah, he not
but
just,
he's the only one who scores. That's okay.
Agreed. He made some tough shots. I mean, I think we did a good job on him, but, you know, a guy like that's going to make tough shots, and you just kind of got to live with him sometimes.
All right, well, sometimes when you got one like that, you just concede his average and shut everybody else down.
Yeah, not a bad idea either. So, you know, again, we just want to make it tough. But again, he's gonna get his looks. He's gonna knock him down. So we just gotta, you know, again, limit how many easy shots he gets. I think will be our strategy tonight.
All right. Will you stay in that tough defense long?
We'll see. I guess it just depends on how effective it is. Are we giving up anything in transition, or are we keeping people in front of us and, you know, getting some turnovers here and there, getting some easy buckets like we did early on in that first game? I think that'll kind of dictate what we do.
All right, Coach, we'll be back with more right after this word from our good friends at the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, Coach, we talked about the Roseburg Indians and what they bring to the floor. What are you going to bring to the floor tonight? Of course, Rosetta was your main man against them. I think he had 28 last time that they played, and I think McKittrick was pretty close behind him.
Yeah, I think we'll see if they try to defend us any way different. You know, if they do, if they try to double and triple Jordan, then he's got to make the right decision and kick it out and let the other guys score. You know, I think, as we talked, I think the past few games we've been pretty balanced. You know, guys scoring 7 here, 9 here. So, again, I think being balanced is the way to go. Obviously, we have that advantage with Jordan, so we got to take advantage of that. Grady's starting to shoot the ball a little bit better, so I got to get him some early looks, I think, early on, and just try to get him in the flow of the game.
All right. Young's also been coming on some scoring powers. Have you set up anything in particular to get anyone besides McKittrick or Rosetta the ball?
Yeah, you know, try to get, you know, maybe Trailer going, just getting downhill, being aggressive, attacking like that.
He's good and healthy now, right?
Yes, he is.
Lots of vitamin C for that man.
Exactly. And then, you know, Branson, we run some stuff for him. But, again, a lot of his stuff is just effort. Like we talked about, he just plays such a high motor, which is great. You know, except you don't have to run a lot of sets for him. But, you know, when he does, he takes advantage of him and does a good job finishing for us.
All right. Well, Coach, you're in a strange gym tonight, a place that is hard to win for Grants Pass team. So best of luck to you tonight. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Head Coach Nate Olson, and we'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, just a little more love for the Indoor Airman. They have all the modern energy solutions. They can save you on your heating and cooling indoors. They deliver really a healthier indoor environment for you. That's the Indoor Airman. Give them a call. Right now, it's time for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, deck, and Cordell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. First of all, for the Grants Pass Cavern, at the order of... We suspect the starting order. In fact, head coach Olson has confirmed this for us, but there are always game time decisions to be made. 00, James Traylor, averaging almost 5 points a game, hitting 52% of his free throws, getting the start tonight, along with number 2, Weston Berg, a 5'8 senior, averaging 2 points per game. He is a bulldog on defense, folks. And number 5, Grady McKittrick, the 6'2 senior, provides some leadership on the floor and some scoring punch, averaging almost 13 points a game, hitting 60% of his free throws. Branson Young, a 6'3 sophomore, really coming on for the Cavemen. Branson hitting 8.6 points per game, and averaging his shooting average is really coming up from the free throw line right now at 52%. And, of course, number 23 is Jordan Rosetta at 6'5", the junior, averaging almost 15 points a game on MyStats. MyStats, folks, are completely unofficial. We'll talk about the Roseburg Indians when we come back right after this word from Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Now for the Roseburg Indians, and we've not confirmed any of their starters tonight, folks. However, based on what we saw in December, December 27th, as a matter of fact, back in the South Medford High School gymnasium, they expect number three to start. That's Harrison Scott. He is a six-foot senior. He had 21 points in that game, including three three-pointers. He's a shooter. Another 6'2 senior will likely start. And he's been a thorn in Grants Pass's side for many years. That's Jaden Kimmerly. Although didn't score big in that last game, he is a factor on the floor at 6'2". He'll play both ends of the floor. Number 10 is Trey Brown. Hit 3 points in that last game. In fact, it was a three-pointer. He's a 5'11 junior. A 6'4 junior then getting the start. Hit 1 3-point shot. That's Gavin Mitchie. And the final starter, a 6'5 junior, Preston Sprague, had 10 points. He was in double figures in that game. So that's what we expect to happen when we get underway in just about 3.5 minutes right here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Wipeout Hunger is back at Kelly's Automotive Service. Through February 13th, bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 12 ounces or more of jelly, and Kelly's will exchange that for wiper blades installed on your vehicle up to $45 in value. Thank you to Midland Empire Insurance and Jake Layer at Layer Dental. They're each donating $500 of PB&J to the Salvation Army or the Gospel Rescue Mission Food Pantry. Kelly's Automotive Service, where they service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Time now for the keys to tonight's game, brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And one of the keys got to be defense for Grants Pass. And we mentioned earlier that Grants Pass came out early in that December game with a very aggressive defense. Very, very aggressive. Belly full court pressure from the start. Took the lead early and never relinquished it. Winning, I believe, it was 60-44. About a 16-point victory for the Grants Pass Cavemen in that particular game. So, if the Cavemen, and you heard head coach Olson saying he's going to come out aggressively, if he does that same level of aggressiveness with that same format, we'll see how the Roseburg Indians handle it. Would you be expecting it? Would you be a Roseburg Indian? Absolutely. We'll see how they handle it when we come back after this word from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, finishing up with the keys to tonight's game. Grants Pass has got to come out and rebound the basketball. That's in the hands of Rosetta. And Branson Young has really been helping out. Coming off the bench, we expect Caden Dedman to really provide extra spark, both offensively and defensively and under the boards. He comes out at 6'1 and really provides a spark for the Grants Pass Cavemen. So that's something to look for when he enters the game. And after that, the substitutions are really based on what's happening on the floor. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming offering a complete vacuum repair. Brought you the keys to tonight's game. They're on 6th Street between H and I. Stay tuned for the tip-off coming here momentarily. The PA announcer has taken over, and we're about to have the introduction of players and the national anthem. So we're about to have that national anthem now. While we do that, ladies and gentlemen, we'll pay the proper respect. We'll pause in our coverage. We'll be back right after this 90-second Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Final stage, final strains of the national anthem, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you from home of the Roseburg Indians, Stuart W. Robertson Memorial Gymnasium. No disrespect intended, but I always expect to hear a play ball after that. Now we're about to have the introduction of players for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Double zero. James Traylor being introduced. See him develop more and more every time he's on the floor.
Number two, Weston Berg.
Bulldog on defense. He'll intimidate a point guard coming down. He'll rebound, too, as a matter of fact. Grady McKittrick. Senior leadership.
At the post, a 6'3" sophomore, number 11, Branson Young.
Branson Young being introduced, averaging almost 9 points a game. Branson coming out at 6'3".
Junior, number 23.
And Jordan Rosetta at 6'5", averaging almost 15 points a game on my score sheets. Now for the Roseburg Indians. Still a pretty sparse crowd here for the Roseburg Indians. Of course, it is a Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen.
At a guard, the 6-foot senior, number two, Marcus Lobo.
Marcus Lobo, there's the surprise, 6-foot senior, getting the start tonight.
Another guard, 6-foot senior, number three, Harrison Scott.
Harrison Scott, he was the big scorer in Medford in December. 21 points. He's a shooter. And number four, Tristan Brabel, played in that game, did not do any scoring.
Number five,
Jaden Kimmerly. Mentioned him earlier. He'll be a factor on the floor. You'll hear his name a lot. And number 15, Gannon Egbert, I don't think played at all in the December game. He's a 6'3 junior. All right, so we know the principles. Ladies and gentlemen, get close to your radios. We're about ready to get this one underway. Our first quarter brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Call them at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, all your site preparation needs. Moser Paving. Jay Moser, we salute you. Thank you for your constant support here on KAJO's coverage of Caveman basketball. Move to the center of the court right now, squaring off against number 15, Egbert, who is at 6'3". The official made the band be quiet. High in the air, actually controlled by The shorter man into the backcourt, picked up quickly there by number four. Frabel bringing the ball down across the timeline. Caveman open up in a man-to-man defense right now. Pulls off the left front court. Gives the ball up quickly to Kimmerly out front. Back right-hand side to Frabel. Frabel slides down, gives the ball up to Scott. Scott for three. Missed everything out of bounds. Grants pass ball inbounds from the inline. Fire into the floor. Traylor and McKittrick will begin. That's Traylor to McKittrick. Back to Traylor. Brings it down uncontested. Crosses the timeline at center court. Picked up there. Zone defense shown. Looks like a 1-3-1 for the Indians. Shot up from McKittrick from three on the wing, left-hand side. And the Cavemen take the early lead 3-0. Indians back on the attack. Attacking along the baseline. Put it up and in this time. Or two. Again, number three, that's Harris and Scott. So it's 3-2. Grants Pass by one. Traylor with the basketball in the forecourt for Grants Pass. Goes to Berg on the wing, right-hand side. Back out front to Traylor between the circles now. Drives left-hand side. Bullet into the corner. Then from McKittrick, launches another three. This one's off. No good. Driving on the left-hand side. Indians come back on the attack. Ball popped out front as the Cavemen react quickly defensively. Ball out front on the hands of Kimmerly. Right-hand side quickly to Egbert. Then on the wing, right-hand side to Frabel. Frabel, free throw line. Into the corner, left-hand side to Kimmerly. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta for Grants Pass. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Drives down the right-hand side. Looks inside the paint. Finds no one. There's a bullet pass into Traylor. Traylor gives it right back to Young. Young puts it up and in, and the Cavemen move the ball well. Pick up their fifth point of the basketball game. It's 5-2. Grants Pass leading the Indians here in Roseburg. While going left-hand side quickly to Kimmerly. Pardon me. Make that Scott into the corner left-hand side. Trying to get by McKittrick. Can't do it. Brings the ball back up front. That's Frabel. Tried to come right-hand side to Lobel. Went through his hands out of bounds. Grants Pass basketball. Another turnover by the Indians. Berg will make the inbounds play in the backcourt. He's got McKittrick with him. So it's Berg to McKittrick. And into the forecourt. Indians giving half the court to Grants Pass. Once again, showing that 1-3-1 defense. High post to Rosetta. Right-hand side, then to Traylor. Back to Rosetta. Down low on the baseline, trying to hit Young. Corner left-hand side. Then back down low to Berg. Berg elevates. Shot is up. Off, no good. Board cleared by Rosetta. Goes back up with the shot, and it's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple. So 5-2, the score here early. Rosetta goes to the free throw line. This is not quite the defense that we saw unleashed in December, but still aggressive and on all fronts of the floor. So Rosetta with a couple of shots. Deep knee bend. There's the last dribble. Deep breath. There's the knee bend. Shot is up. Follow through. Net. And it's a 6-2 lead. Grants passes. Rosetta gets his first point of the basketball game. So 6-2 the score. One more shot for Rosetta. Deep breath. Deep knee bend. Follow through. Net. He gets a couple. He keeps improving that 66% from the free throw line. Indians back on the attack now. Into the forecourt quickly. That's Scott with the basketball out front. Comes right-hand side to Egbert. Egbert, left-hand side, puts the ball on the floor. Spins back to right-hand side. Frabel goes by, takes the pass out in the front. Moves to the left-hand side. On the wing then to Zed Harrison. Harrison, bullet pass back down low to Frabel. Frabel in the corner. McKittrick goes to the baseline. On the drive, in the paint. Elevated, fade away, jumper off, no good. Rebounded into the hands of Rosetta. Outlet to McKittrick, flying down the right-hand side. Lead pass up quickly to Young underneath. Lays it up and in, and Young has 4 points tonight. And the Cavemen stretch it out to a 7-point lead, 9-2 here early. Ball out front, Kimmerly with the basketball. Picked up by Young, surrounded by Young now. Terminates the dribble, rolls the ball down low to no one. He was trying to get it to Egbert, and Egbert was about 4 feet behind the throw. 9-2, the score. Grants Pass leading here early at Stuart W. Robertson Gymnasium. I don't know why that's so fun to say. Traylor brings the ball down uncontested into the forecourt quickly. Indians staying in net 1-3-1. Berg out front, bounce pass right-hand side to McKittrick on the wing. Back out top to the key to Berg. Berg looks for a high post, can't get it into Rosetta. Left-hand side then to Traylor. Traylor back out between the circles, backs away. Hands the ball off to McKittrick, right front court, left-hand side to Berg. High post into Rosetta. Rosetta spins, comes down the paint, shoots the ball down low to Traylor. Traylor puts it up and in. And all the Cavemen have scored. We need to get Berg one here. Indians back on the attack. Ball comes out front to Egbert. Egbert puts the ball on his hip right-hand side. Caveman staying in that man-to-man. Not quite as aggressive as it could be. Ball right-hand side to Frabel. Back out front, left-hand side to Lobo. Lobo into the corner, left-hand side. Kamerle brings it out front. Being bothered by Berg all the way, gives the ball up to Frabel. Frabel comes back right-hand side on the wing. Hands the ball off to Scott. Scott for three, missed everything again. Rebound up, off, no good. This time it's Rosetta bringing it down. Off to McKittrick. McKittrick comes down, sees the lane, kicks the ball right-hand side to Traylor for an 18-footer. That is just off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta puts it back up and in. He's got four on the night. 13-2, Grants pass by 11. Ball down left-hand side, the hands of Harrison. Hands it off to Kamerle. Left-hand side quickly to Lobo. Lobo out front, right-hand side to Frabel. Frabel bumped pretty good by Berg. Berg will pick up the infraction. I think that's the first whistle on anyone. So Berg will pick up his first of the night. It'll be an inbounds play for the Indians. Lobo comes over to make the inbounds play just in front of the Grants Pass bench. Berg is right there in front of him. Ball out front to Frabel. In the, quite frankly, in the center circle. Steps out now. Caveman give him some space. They'll move off to the right-hand side. They'll give it to the left-hand side in the corner. Again, a three-point shot up, off, no good. Eye for the rebound was McKittrick. Lead pass out quickly to Traylor. Traylor in the paint, goes right-hand side. Tried to shove a left-hand side to Young, but it was intercepted by the Indians. Long pass out front to Harrison. Lays it up and in. So Scott gets his fourth point of the basketball game. In fact, he's got all four. It's 13-4. And the Indians moved the ball well that time. McKittrick back across the timeline now to Traylor on the wing. Down low on the baseline to Young. Young spins, a little hook shot up off glass, and it's up and good for Young. Young leading the way right now with 6 points. 15-4, Grants Pass once again with the lead. On the drive down the right-hand side, it's Harrison driving left-hand side. Floats one up from 8 feet out, won't go. Rebound to McKittrick. Lead pass up to Traylor. Two-on-two break. Scott Berg can't get to him. Drops the ball right back to Rosetta for three. Off, no good. Rebound, Young. It wouldn't go in again. Indians rebound. Give the ball right back to Frabel on the fly down right-hand side. Gets in the paint. Shovels down low right-hand side. Gives the ball down low and paint. Kicks it off left-hand side to Kimmerly. He'll launch a three. This one's off, no good. Traylor for this rebound. Long pass out for Young. Intended to Brett down to a Berg. Berg shot, no good. Rebound being contested by Young. Young dives for it. Bodies on the floor. Picked up by Traylor at the free throw line. Could have shot, didn't. Flipped it out to McKittrick, right-hand side. Ten-footer from the baseline, off, no good. Rebound. Lobo brings the ball down into the forecourt, right-hand side. Hands the ball off to Scott. Scott on the wing. Elevate. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound cleared by Rosetta. And the Caveman slow it down, walks it off, shovels it off to Mr. McKittrick. And the Caveman come down leading 15-4, looking for more. Across the timeline, give the ball up to Berg. Berg between the circles now. Shovels right back to McKittrick for three. Just off. No good. Rebound, Rosetta. And a foul called. And the foul goes against Egbert. That's the first whistle on the Indians. Caveman going to bring the ball inbounds. Traylor comes out. And Deadman comes back in. Berg comes out. And we've got... Oh, we've got Dirk into the basketball game. Bronk, pardon me, it's Bronk back in. Ball right-hand side, out front to Rosetta. Rosetta on the wing left-hand side, surrounded, cuts the ball inside to Deadman. Deadman right back to Rosetta, lays it up and in, and Rosetta right now with 6 points in the basketball game. It's 17-4. Caveman seemed to be scoring at will here. Ball down right-hand side all the way. Off, no good. Foul going to be called on Rosetta this time. Jordan shakes his head no. It's just, I clobbered him cleanly. Rosetta will pick up his first infraction. He didn't see Clarendon cleanly. Just muttered it under his breath. At the free throw line, number four is Tristan Frabel. Shot is up and off, no good. I mean, if he'd have done what I said he'd done, Mr. Frabel would still be on the deck, but he's not.
Preston Spray.
Just having a little fun here when you've got a 17-4 lead here at the free throw line. Once again, Mr. Frabel, 5'11 junior. One more shot coming. Shot is up, and that one's good. Down the right-hand side, Deadman with the basketball. Shoots the ball, tried to get it inside to Young. is deflected and picked up by Kimmerly. Kimmerly brings the ball down, lead pass up quickly to Lobo. Lobo right-hand side, takes it on the baseline, kicks the ball left-hand side to Kimmerly. Kimmerly again packs along the baseline, kicks the ball left-hand side. It's deflected by McKittrick. Loose basketball picked up on the floor. Deadman, lead pass out to Bronx. Bronx goes too hard to the glass. It's up and good, and it was fouled. So Bronx Healy comes off the bench and finds two more for the Cavemen. 17-5 right now the score. And the foul called on Scott. And Berg goes to the free throw line. Pardon me, that's Bronk. It's up and good. He gets a three-point swing. Rosetta gets a little breather. Traylor is back on the floor. So we've got Traylor, Young, Deadman, McKittrick, and Bronk in the backcourt, keeping everything honest. Inbounds play comes to Scott. Scott brings it down after the pressure falls back. Bronk picks him up right at the timeline. Comes right-hand side then to Frabel. Frabel on the wing, right-hand side. Little shake and bake. Stolen away by Deadman. Deadman picks up the ball and kicks it right back to McKittrick. McKittrick brings it down. Right-hand side, then to Bronx. High post, then to Traylor. Back to Bronx on the cut. Tried to shovel it inside to Young. Blocked. Man goes to the floor. Whistle stopped the action. Which way is this one going? It's going to be grass pass ball inbounds from the... No. They're saying Roseburg. So the Cavemen say... Oh! Well, okay, we'll go down here and defend. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes to Kimmerly and then right back quickly to Scott out front. Bullet pass, left-hand side in the corner. Back out front quickly to Flobo. Flobo with the basketball, right front court. Slides down right-hand side to Kimmerly. Spins, attacks along the baseline, shovels left-hand side. Man can't control the ball. It went out of bounds. It was intended for Scott. Out of bounds. Grabs pass ball inbounds from the inline. Far end of the floor. And Bronx is there and says, hey, guys, somebody want to take my pass? Kind of rolls the ball into Traylor. Lets it roll into the forecourt. Left-hand side to McKittrick for three at the buzzer. And that's the way the first period will end with the Cavemen leading 20-5. We'll be back with the second period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Once again, first quarter was brought to you by Moser Paving. Second quarter brought to you by our good friends at Black Flag Armory. Fully stocked right now for all your needs. Be it hunting, they've got ammo, scopes, rifles, all the optics that you'd want, and suppressors right now. They're the suppressor expert locally. So Black Flag Armory on Redwood Avenue, right in front of the Cedarwood. Cavemen have the ball in play right now. Back out front to McKittrick, just outside the center circle. Signals for Bronk to come up front. He does. He slides now from right to left. High post into Rosetta. Rosetta looks down. Double team now out. Steps the ball outside. Traylor takes his place. Bullet pass left-hand side to Bronk for three. Off, no good. Rebound Deadman out to Bronk, top of the key. Shovels to Rosetta, right-hand side. 18-footer on the way. It's off. Bronk rebounds for Grant's pass. Kicks the ball out front to McKittrick. McKittrick slides to the baseline. 12-footer on the way, and it's good for McKittrick. He's got five in the basketball game. It's 22-5. Grants pass with a lead on the drive right now. Lobo comes down, tries to penetrate, goes up with the shot, was tied up by McKittrick and Bronk. I'm not sure which way this foul is going to go on Traylor. So Traylor will pick up his first infraction of the basketball game. First team foul this period on anybody. So Lobo goes to the free throw line for a couple. Three dribbles, deep breath. Knee bend, shot is up, follow through is there. Net. Got it. So Marcus Lobo gets his first point of the basketball game, and that's the sixth tally for the Indians. One more shot coming for the young man. Deep knee bend, shot is up. Good. McKittrick in quickly to Traylor. Traylor crosses the timeline, back to left-hand side to McKittrick. Grady, left-hand side to Bronx on the wing. Bronx, right-hand side then to Dedmon. Back to Bronx, left-hand side, slides down to the wing. Back out front, right-hand side to Dedmon. Dedmon with the basketball, back out front to Bronx. Left-hand side to McKittrick, corner left. Tried to get the ball inside, did get it to McKittrick, or to Rosetta. Rosetta back out front to Dedmon in the paint. Dedmon steps out to McKittrick in the corner again. Back out front to Dedmon. Drives, penetrates, floats one up from about 4 feet out. Won't go. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Brings it out to the wing himself. Out front to Bronx, and the Cavemen reset. Back out to Bronx. Bullet pass left-hand side. Tried to hit Traylor in the paint. It was deflected out of bounds. Still Grant's pass ball inbounds from the sideline. About 15 feet up from the end line. Out front to Bronx. Left-hand side to Dedmon. Dedmon down low then to Traylor. Traylor to Rosetta. Rosetta in the paint. Pumps once. Goes up with one. Gets the rebound back. Gets another shot up. Draws the foul as the ball falls through the nets. And once again, Rosetta has his third field goal. He's got 8 points in the basketball game and an opportunity to go to the free throw line again.
Foul number 11, Preston Sprague.
Sprague gets the infraction. He's off the bench, 6'4 junior. Played significantly in the December game. Rosetta once again at the free throw line. There's the last dribble. Deep breath, deep knee bend. Shot is up. Nothing but net. 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. 9 points so far. 6:28 to play here in the second period. Caveman basketball on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Gerlitz checks in for Grants Pass. So on the floor, let's check it. Comes in for McKittrick. So we've got Gerlitz, Bronx, Dedmon, and Rosetta. Full court pressure. Gerlitz in the backcourt. Keeping Frabel honest as he crosses the timeline. Now he closes in, turns up the pressure just a little bit. Hands the ball off, though, to Harrison. Harrison Scott, pardon me. Scott goes left-hand side then to number 24, Cartier. Back out to Frabel. Frabel back left-hand side. Man drives to the wing. Floats one down low. Was trying to get it to Scott. Lost the ball out of bounds. Evidently deflected by Caveman. It'll be Indians ball inbounds from the inline. They're into the floor. Frabel checks out, and coming into the basketball game is Trey Brown. Ball way out front this time. To Sprague. Sprague with the basketball. Left-hand side gives the ball up. Bullet pass inside. Deflected by Dedmon. Picked up by Dedmon. Lead pass out to Traylor. Can't control it. It's run down low in the corner by the Indians. Back out quickly to number 11. That's Sprague bringing it into the forecourt. Left-hand side quickly. Bullet pass corner right-hand side. That's Lobo hard to the basket. It's up and good. And Lobo picks up his fourth point of the basketball game. Both in this period. 5:32 to play. It's 25-9. Grants Pass with the big lead. Gerlitz out front with the basketball now. High post to Rosetta. Rosetta looks down the lane. Little pass to Traylor on the baseline. Kicks it in the corner. Left hand side to Bronk. He nails the three. So Bronk gets his second field goal. He's got 6 points in the basketball game. Fighting out on the right hand side. Indians still on the attack. That's a Mitchie with the basketball out front then quickly to ball stolen out front by Bronx. Lost the ball out of bounds, evidently off the feet of Lobo, so it'll still be Grants Pass ball in bounds from the sideline right in front of the scorer's table. They lost the basketball behind the Grants Pass bench. Took it a moment to dig it out. They have it now. Official making sure everything is straight. Shot clock is right. All his compadres are ready. Inbounds play in the backcourt to Gerlitz. Gerlitz into the forecourt. Right hand side. Left hand side then to Bronx. Corner left to Dedmon. Dedmon with the basketball. Back out to Bronx. Bronx lobs it right hand side to Gerlitz. Wanted to shoot. Bullet pass down low on the baseline to Traylor. Then down low to Dedmon. Two footer up. Oh, won't go. Rebound being contested. And finally out front. Sprague with the basketball. Left hand side. Gerlitz goes with him, stride for stride, kicks it out front, and drives to the baseline right-hand side, backs away from Rosetta's defense. Out front then to Frabel. Left-hand side, and comes way out front. Gives the ball up quickly to Brown. Brown with the basketball, gives it up quickly to Mitchie. Left-hand side then on the wing, and tries to get inside, can't do it. Right inside, strolling away by Traylor. Traylor's out in front of everybody. Will lay it up and in. He turns on the afterburners and he flies, folks. He's just so smooth. Indians right back on the attack, though. Ball out front. Bronx comes after the man, loses it into the backcourt. Stolen away by Bronx. Bronx goes to the bucket, kicks it right back to Rosetta, who's following, lays it up and off. No good. One of those that just climbs right back out of the cylinder. Out front, then to Traylor, and the caveman reset to Gurlitz. Out front, ball right-hand side, then on the baseline to Rosetta. Cross-court left-hand side to Bronx. Went high. If he was a foot taller, he'd have made the catch. Ball goes right back to the Indians, but the caveman moving the ball well. 30-9 the score here. 3:43 left to play here in the first half. Berg going to check back in for the Grants Pass caveman. So Berg comes in, and Bronk comes out. Indians get the ball in play in the backcourt. Lobo brings the ball down. Out front, Traylor picks him up there. Looking for a cutter. Comes to the right-hand side on the wing. Then back out front quickly to Sprague. Sprague with the basketball. Left-hand side. Gives the ball up to Mitchie. Ball rolls the right-hand side. Off no good. It'll be Grants Pass basketball. Inbounds just in front of their bench. Young checks back in. Deadman sits down. Traylor comes out as McKittrick returns to the floor. Inbounds play will be Bird to Gurlitz. And we're back to action. 30-9, Grants Pass cruising with this one right now. Ball goes right-hand side to Berg on the wing. Corner right-hand side to Young. Young looks out front, drives around the defense, and whistle stops the action. Was he fouled as he went by? That would be another one on Scott, I believe. So Michael gets the infraction. Ball way in the backcourt for the inbound play to Berg. Quickly up in the corner right-hand side of Young. Back out to Gurlitz, right front court. Top of the key then to Rosetta. Nobody on him. Spins and fires from the free throw line. Gets his fourth field goal. He's got 11 points in the contest tonight, leading 32-9, the cavemen are. Ball given right-hand side to Lobo. Flips the ball out front to Michael. Michael with the basketball, slides down free throw line, spins, can't penetrate, goes left-hand side to Michael. Back out front to Lobo. Lobo with the basketball, trying to get by Berg's defense, goes left-hand side. Sprague drives the baseline, kicks one up from 10 feet out, won't go. Rebound caught underneath, and got a foul called on the caveman there. Three cavemen were there, Rosetta, but the foul goes against Young. So Branson Young will pick up his first second team foul on the caveman this period. Long pass out front to get the ball back into play in the hands of Sprague. Sprague, left-hand side, gives the ball up quickly to Lobo. Lobo with the basketball, works out front, right-hand side. Shot is up from the wing, missed everything, goes out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass ball. 2:21 left to play in the half, 32-9. I have never seen a score like this in this gymnasium. And I've been coming to this gymnasium since I won't tell you how long, folks. Last century, for sure. McKittrick brings the ball across the timeline. Now goes right-hand side to Gurlitz. Gurlitz looking for a cutter. Goes left-hand side to Berg. Free throw line to Rosetta. Turns and fires again. Off. Berg rebounded, but it was stripped out of his hands. Picked up by the Indians. They come back on the fly down the left-hand side. 4-3 at the... No. Rebound taken down by Rosette again. Slows the ball down. Lead pass up now to McKittrick. And McKittrick gets his second three of the night. He's got 8 points in the basketball game, and it's a 35-9 lead for the Cavemen. Lobo brings the ball down, gives it up to Michael. Michael to Sprague, out front to left, to the top of the key. Left-hand side to Kimmerly. Kimmerly fires from about 25 feet out. No good. Rebound Rosetta. Long pass up to McKittrick in the paint. Little head fake. Lays one up off glass. Won't go. Board cleared by Sprague. Puts the ball down on the floor. Gives it up quickly to number 10, bringing the ball down. That's Trey Brown. Brown into the forecourt. Stops top of the key. Slides to the left-hand side. Has the ball slapped away from behind by Brown. Loose basketball picked up by McKittrick. Lead pass out to Young. Young puts a shot up. That is off. No good. Tipped up, still no good. Picked up by the Indians. Lead pass down the left-hand side. The Kimmerly on the drive. Moves the man out of the way with the elbow. Puts a shot up, no good. Rebound in front. Kimmerly gets it right back and puts it up and in. So Jaden Kimmerly gets his first field goal. And the Indians are in double figures. It's 35-11. 44 seconds left here in the first half. McKittrick, top of the key. Shovels right-hand side to Brown. Pardon me, to Young. Young drive. Shot is up. Off, no good. It's one of those should have gone in. Drive right-hand side. Bird dives to the basketball, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Indians ball inbounds on the sideline, their end of the floor. Michael gets the ball in the back or in the backcourt to Lobo, and Lobo brings it down. Slowly crosses the timeline, left front court. 24 seconds, he'll try to make something happen for the last shot. Gets a pick out front from Spegg, drives back to the left-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Kimmerly. Kimmerly slides way out front with the basketball. Trying to loosen up the defense. 11 seconds on the clock. 9 seconds on the clock. Time to make something happen. 7 seconds on the clock. Makes a drive and falls down. Tripped by Berg. Still going to be Indians ball inbounds from the sideline. Far sideline. About 10 feet in from ball way into the backcourt to Kimmerly. 4 seconds on the clock. Got to hurry. Kimmerly drives right-hand side. Loses the basketball quickly at the buzzer. Gerlitz puts a shot up off glass. Won't go. At the end of the first half of play, the Cavemen lead it 35-11. We'll be back and recap it for you, folks, right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Wipeout Hunger is back at Kelly's Automotive Service. Through February 13th, bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 12 ounces or more of jelly, and Kelly's will exchange that for wiper blades installed on your vehicle up to $45 in value. Thank you to Midland Empire Insurance and Jake Layer at Layer Dental. They're each donating $500 of PB&J to the Salvation Army or the Gospel Rescue Mission Food Pantry. Kelly's Automotive Service, where they service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Just a little extra love for Black Flag Armory, who brought you that exciting second period right there. Black Flag Armory on the Redwood Highway, right in front of the Redwood Saloon. Now, the Grants Pass came in lead at the half, 35-11. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period, 20-11. Outscored the Indians in the second period, 15-6. Grants Pass scoring came on 14 field goals, 3 three-pointers. They were 4-for-4 from the free throw line and will whistle for 4 fouls compared to 4 fouls for the Indians also. Indians scoring came on 4 field goals, 3-of-4 from the free throw line. Wow, okay. Now, Grants Pass out-rebounded the Indians 19-10. And in turnovers, 14 turnovers for the Roseburg Indians compared to 5. And there's some. There are two crucial numbers, the rebounds and the turnovers, significant for the Grants Pass Cavemen and the Roseburg Indians. We'll be back with individual numbers when we come back right after this 1-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back. Individual numbers, first of all, for the Roseburg Indians. And this won't take long, folks, when you've got 11 points. Well, coming off the bench, pardon me, in a starting role, Gannon Egbert, wearing number 15, has a single foul. As a starter, wearing number 2, Marcus Lobo, 1 2-point field goal, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He's tied for their leading scorer with 4 points. Tristan Frabel, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 1 point, didn't get to the free throw line. Coming off the bench, Preston Sprague, significant playing time, picked up a single foul. Gavin Michael picked up a single foul. Trey Brown didn't figure into my scoring line, got significant minutes. Jaden Kimmerly, 1 2-point field goal, didn't go to the free throw line. And their leading scorer from the last time we met, Harrison Scott, 2 field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. We'll talk about the Grants Pass Cave and scoring when we come back right after this word from one of our fine sponsors here.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Now for the Grants Pass Cave-In. Preston Gerlitz got some minutes. Didn't figure into my scoring line, although he was a factor on the floor. Bronx Ely came off the bench, picked up 2 field goals, a 2 and a 3, and a 1. So that gives him 6 points, no fouls. Caden Dedman also got some playing time. Didn't figure into my scoring line. Westenberg picked up a single foul. Branson Young, 3 field goals, 6 points and a foul. James Traylor, 2 field goals, 4 points and a foul. Grady McKittrick, 3 field goals, 2 threes. He's got 8 points and no fouls. And Jordan Rosetta, 4 field goals, 3 for 3 from the free throw line, 11 points and no fouls. Count them all up. Ladies and gentlemen, the Grants Pass Cave-In on pace for a 70-point game here at Stuart W. Robertson Gymnasium in Roseburg. It's 35-11. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you here with us in Roseburg for the Grants Pass Indian Contest tonight. And this gym is as quiet as I have ever heard it. We've been here many, many times. In fact, the loudest two people in the gymnasium are two broadcasters. At any rate, at 35-11, the Grants Pass Cave-In have had their way pretty much. And let's see what happens in the second half. More people will get to play, probably. Not the game is completely out of hand. It could turn around. This score happened in one half. It could flip to the other side just as easily in the second half because of the same length, folks. So we hate to start talking about a win right now with half a basketball game to play, but the Cave-In looking well, and you have a tendency to let down and get out of your offense to actually augment your personal numbers in a situation like this. But that comes back to discipline, and I think the Cave-In are too disciplined to let that happen, so we'll keep an eye on that. So those are some of the things that cavemen need to do is maintain discipline and focus, and they should come away with a win here over the Roseburg Indians. The Indians, meanwhile, need to get some points inside. They're much like their JVs. They're content to launch threes from long distance as opposed to getting the ball inside. Anytime it's come inside, it's been difficult for them to get a shot up. A minute 46 left here on the warm-up clock at halftime, folks, so we'll take a deep breath. We'll be back and get the second half started when we come back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with every day carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Third quarter getting underway in just about a half a minute. Courtesy of Kelly's Automotive Services. Wait a minute here. I've got my stuff out of order here. Oh, caught again, folks. Well, we're just talking about Kelly's Automotive Services on Northwest 6th and in Medford, too. Also, they've got a situation going where they're collecting for the food banks both here in Josephine County and in Jackson County with a big food drive going on, I think, through the 14th, collecting big jars of peanut butter and jelly. Now, the question is how many sandwiches can they make with all of the peanut butter and jelly they collect? Well, we'll see. As a matter of fact, I don't know if there's a formula for that or not, but we'll certainly be looking for it. Team's going back to the floor right now. There's the right card. Kelly's Automotive Service, Grants Pass in Medford. They service your vehicle to take care of you. Right back to action with the Roseburg Indians putting the ball in play in the backcourt. Ball comes into Frabel. Frabel walks it down uncontested into the forecourt, right-hand side. McKittrick picks it up there as he came in open and at man-to-man defense. Ball goes right-hand side. McKittrick almost makes the steal. Ball comes right back down low. A little four-foot shot is up and good by Lobo. Trailer brings the ball down for Grants Pass. Into the forecourt now between the circles. Ball right-hand side to Berg. Berg looks inside, moves off to the left-hand side, gives it off to Trailer, wing left. Rosetta goes to the left-hand side, then back to Berg. Bullet pass down low as Young just snuck in behind everybody and was right there on the baseline, put one up and in. He's got 8 points in the basketball game, 37-13. Back on the attack now, number two with the basketball. That's Marcus Lobo, right-hand side for the Indians. Lobo to the right-hand side. Gives the ball up quickly to Frabel. Frabel tries to drive around the defense of Berg. And Berg will draw the infraction. So Berg will pick up his second of the basketball game. First this period, on anybody. 37-13, 7 minutes to play. KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, home of the Grants Pass Caveman basketball team. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Frabel. Frabel across the timeline. Ball left front court. Looking for a post, looking for a pick out front, then drives down the left-hand side. Gets pushed off by McKittrick. He didn't push him really hard, just a little gentle shove out of bounds. So McKittrick will pick up the infraction, his first of the night. Second team foul on the Caveman this period. Inbounds play from the inline for the Indians. Lobs a corner right-hand side to Kimberly. Attacks along the baseline. Puts one out front then to Frabel for three from the wing and nails it. And Frabel finds a way. That's his first. That's his fourth point. Pardon me, he had a free throw in the first half. Trailer brings the ball back for Grants Pass. Out front between the circles. Shovels right hand, or to Berg, right-hand side. Then the corner right to McKittrick. Down low to Rosetta. Spins around the defense and puts one up and in. And Rosetta now with 13 points in the basketball game. 39-16. A little over 6 minutes to play here in the third. Crable out front with the basketball. Left-hand side gives the ball up to Scott. Scott goes to the baseline, left-hand side. Double-teamed there. Ball back out front to Crable. Right-hand side in the corner. Then to Lobo. Lobo out front to Crable, top of the key. Elevates from 18 feet. This one's in and out. Won't go. Rebound being fought for and finally controlled by Rosetta. And both men go out. The Indian goes to the floor. Rosetta picks him up. Well, helps him up. But the foul called on. So Lobo gets the foul that time. And the Cavemen get the basketball back in the hands of Traylor. Inbounds to Berg. Back to Traylor. And James brings it down. Scott will pick him up right at the timeline. Pull it past right-hand side quickly to McKittrick. Bounce pass down low off the foot of Lobo. It'll be grass pass ball inbounds from the inline. Our end of the floor. Traylor comes over to make the inbounds play as the Cavemen put a box around the key. Rosetta and McKittrick down low. They surf it out of that. Ball comes down low to Rosetta. Puts it up and in. And Rosetta now with 15 points in the basketball game. 41-16 down the right-hand side. Indians kick the ball out to Scott. Lots of room. Shot is up for three. It's good. Don't let him get on. He'll shoot him right back into it. That's his seventh point, and it's 41-19 now. 5:28 to play. Traylor comes back into the forecourt between the circles. Shovels right-hand side to Young. Back out front to McKittrick. Top of the key. Back to the left-hand side to Berg on the wing. Down low to Rosetta. Rosetta double-teamed. Drives around the double-team. Kicks it right-hand side to McKittrick for three on the wing. It's good. McKittrick gets his third of the night. He's got 11 in the basketball game. Timeout on the floor. 5:09 showing on the clock. It's 44-19. Grants Pass leads. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Players coming back on the floor now. It's 44-19. Grants Pass leading. When play is resumed, it'll be Indians ball inbounds from the inline, far end of the floor. And the ball comes into Frable, uncontested. McKittrick waits at the timeline as Cavemen still show a matchup zone. Ball right-hand side now. And drives the baseline, kicks it back out to Frable. Frable tries to get through, McKittrick can't do it. Looks around for help. Drops the ball down low, and it pops through the hands of Lobo. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds to the inline. And McKittrick is there to get the ball into Traylor that quickly. And more pressure in the backcourt from the Indians now. A pressure defense, a 1-2-2. On the drive to Young, to Rosetta on the cut. Lays one up and in. And Rosetta now with 17 points in the basketball game, 46-19. Crable on the drive. Loses the ball behind the hips, but picks it back up. Shovels down low again, trying to get the ball quickly to Egbert. Lost it out of bounds again. Another turnover for the Indians. That's been their Achilles heel. 46-19, 4:33 to play here in the third. Cavemen basketball on KJO. Long pass comes up to Rosetta, and he's fouled by Frable. So Frable will pick up the infraction, and it'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds at the timeline. Traylor will come over to make the play. Traylor to Berg in the backcourt, uncontested. Berg brings it into the forecourt. Right-hand side, back left-hand side to Young. Young, top of the key then to McKittrick. McKittrick backs away from the defense. Slide spins, he's got room, comes down. Pumps Watson 15 feet, it's just short, no good. Rebound, Frable for the Indians. Back on the fly, down the right-hand side. Frable looks down low, kicks the ball back out to Kimmerly. Kimmerly drives, bounce pass down low to Lobo. Lays it up and in. Great move by Kimmerly. So Lobo now has their eighth point in the basketball game. He's their leading scorer. Late pass comes up to McKittrick now. Top of the key to Rosetta. Rosetta looking left and right. Goes left-hand side to Berg on the wing. Shovels right back to McKittrick, left front of the Cavemen reset. Right-hand side to left-hand side to Traylor. And away from the action, Kimmerly fouls Rosetta. They've been battling all night long. So Kimmerly will pick up his first infraction of the night. 46-21 the score. Cavemen ball inbounds from the end line. They're into the floor. Traylor will make the play as the Cavemen break out of that box around the key. Tried to go to McKittrick right-hand side. It was contested by Lobo. It'll still be Grants Pass ball inbounds. And this time McKittrick will make the inbounds play. as they came in a little bit different alignment, but it comes to Traylor, corner right hand side. Back out on the wing to Young. Out front then to Berg. High post then to McKittrick. Pardon me. Make it to Rosetta. Rosetta drives, comes down, looks down low on the drive. McKittrick cutting from the top of the key. Great feed by Rosetta, and McKittrick gets his 13th point of the basketball game. Back on the attack, Indians right-hand side. Frabel with the basketball to Scott for three from long range, 25 feet easily. Rebounded by Berg, and traffic clears. Berg brings the ball down, gives it off to McKittrick. McKittrick, left front court. Little head fake, drives right-hand side. Lost the ball on the dribble, out of bounds. It goes right back to the Indians. Checking in for Grant's pass are Dedman and Bronx. Berg will sit down, and Traylor will come out. Sprague checks in for Roseburg along with Michael. 3:07 left to play, third period. Caveman basketball here on KAJO Grant's Pass. McKittrick with the basketball. Pulls up his shorts, tucks in his shirt, throws the basketball left-hand side. Back out front then to Dedman. Right side to McKittrick, and McKittrick hits another three. He's got 16 points in the basketball game. I think that's his fourth three. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Michael with the basketball. Backs it away. Loses the dribble back out front. Ball handed off to battle for the ball. One by McKittrick against working one and two. Shot is up, off no good. Rebound. Dedman puts it back up. Won't go. Long rebound comes way out front. Finally controlled by Scott, but as he picked it up, it rolled on the sideline. It'll be Grant's pass ball. Inbounds from the sideline, just down from the half-court mark. Dedman is over there to make the play. McKittrick way back in the backcourt. No one close to him. Gets the ball easily. Walks it down across the big R. 51 points on the board. 2:30 to play here in the third. Ball left-hand side to Dedman. Back out front to Bronx. Left-hand side to Young. Back out front to McKittrick. Looks down low. Left-hand side. Spins. Wants to drive himself. Fades away from 10 foot. It's good for McKittrick. And McKittrick's got the hot hand now with 18 points. Scott brings the ball down right-hand side for the Indians. Hands the ball off to Kimmerle. Shots a 25-footer. That is good. He's got 5 points in the basketball game. It's 53-24. Grants Pass leading the Roseburg Indians here in Roseburg. Grants Pass on the attack left-hand side. I'm not sure what they call. Ball was in the hands of Rosetta. Maybe he stepped on the line. Gerlitz checks in, and McKittrick gets a little breather for Grants Pass. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes from Scott to Egbert. Back to Scott. Scott on the forecourt right now, working against Gerlitz. Gerlitz almost picked off, drives the right-hand side, has a little lane, lays one up, that balances and rolls off. Rebound chased down by Rosetta, left-hand side, brings the ball down himself. Caveman had a big advantage, about a 4-3 advantage, but a foul committed by number 11, Sprague. Slows it down and puts... I don't think we're in the act of shooting, so it'll be a Grants Pass ball inbounds. Dedman over talking to head coach Nate Olson. 1:32 left to play here in period three, 53-24. Grants Pass with the lead here. Oh, we've got a Roseburg player down on the far end of the floor I did not see. Well, he did to that young man, and he's still on the floor. There's been no effort made to pick him up right now. They got a trainer and a head coach over there at the same time. Now they're bringing him to his feet. And, oh, golly, is it Scott? I think it's Harrison Scott, but I'm not sure. And he's not walking very well right now, although he is not being held up by anybody. He is putting weight on both extremities right now, but he's going right back to the locker room. Inbounds play deflected out of bounds. Once again, I think it's going to be Grants Pass ball. Caveman set up a two-man screen. One will pick. One will cut it to the backcourt. Young is there. Is that Gerlitz in front of him? I think so. Gerlitz into the backcourt. Gets the inbounds play. Crosses the timeline. Left front court. Stops up front. Hands the ball off quickly to Dedman. Dedman out front to Young. Young white, right-hand side. Looks at the paint. Left-hand side then to Gerlitz. Gerlitz holds the ball high. Kicks it back right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta working against Sprague. Left-hand side in the corner. Bronx shot is up off. No good. High for the rebound. Battle for it right now, and Rosetta lost balance, out of bounds, goes into the far corner, out of sight. Terrence comes back. Okay, he's okay. I thought maybe he had turned an ankle there, but he's okay.
Roseman foul number 10, Trey Brown.
So Brown draws that infraction. That'll be his first, and that is the fourth. Is that the fourth? Fourth or fifth? That's the fifth foul. So anytime the whistle blows this period against the Indians, we'll have a caveman on the free throw line, and this one is Jordan Rosetta. Three for three so far tonight. There's the deep breath, knee bend, shot is up, follow through, rattled it home. Four for four from the charity stripe. That's his 18th point. McKittrick has 16 points. Young has eight. All right, two dribbles, two more dribbles. One more, now the deep breath. Deep knee bend, shot is up, rattled it home. Five for five. 55-24, the Cavemen with the lead right now. Roseburg Indians with the basketball. Coming left-hand side. Quickly, they give the ball up to Egbert. Egbert with the basketball. He's surrounded by Young. Kicks the ball back out front to Sprague. Sprague head fakes, cuts down the paint, kicks the ball left-hand side in the corner. Through the hands of the intended receiver, that's Trey Brown. Ball comes right back to the Cavemen. Again, another turnover. What's the turnovers for them? Oh, goodness, 19, 18. Inbounds play down low. Shot is up and good by Brown. Oh, pardon me, by Brown. By Young. And now he's got double figures. Long pass down the right-hand side. On the drive in the corner. Spins, gets in the paint. Shot is up. Off, no good. Foul call on the Cavemen. Could be Bronx. Could be Young. We'll see. And Young gets the foul. His second. Third team foul this period on the Cavemen. But at the free throw line, number 15 is Gannon Egbert, 6'3 junior. Never seen him shoot a free throw before. Now we've seen him miss one. 32 seconds. 32 and change left on the clock here in the period number three. The Cavemen still in control. Shot is up and good. One for two from the free throw line. Egbert has a point. Inbounds play to Bronx. Brings it down. 29 seconds. See if the Cavemen look for that last shot. Ball out front quickly to Rosetta. Puts the ball on his hip. Lets the Cavemen reset. He stands there. Now a Sprague comes after. Ball goes left-hand side quickly to Deadman. Deadman shovels out to Bronx. 14 seconds on the clock. Bronx spins. Gets in the paint. Kicks it right-hand side. Gerlitz for three. Rims and out. No good. Rebound put back up by Young and is good. And Young has 12 in the basketball game. Baseball throw. The length of the floor. Off no good. Half a second left on the clock. And they're going to call Young for the foul. He went up trying to intercept that pass. Interfered with number 15, Gannon Egbert. Egbert limps to the free throw line.
Grand pass foul number 11, Branson Young.
So that's the third on Young. And the 14th foul this period on the Cavemen. Inbounds play for the Indians. Nobody going to the free throw line right now. Ball comes way up. Slapped away at the inbounds play by Bronx. Got a hand on it. That's the buzzer at the end of three. It's 59-25, the Cavemen lead. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Wipeout Hunger is back at Kelly's Automotive Service. Through February 13th, bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 12 ounces or more of jelly, and Kelly's will exchange that for wiper blades installed on your vehicle up to $45 in value. Thank you to Midland Empire Insurance and Jake Layer at Layer Dental. They're each donating $500 of PB&J to the Salvation Army or the Gospel Rescue Mission Food Pantry. Kelly's Automotive Service, where they service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. At the end of, well, at the beginning of period number four, the Cavemen lead it 59-25. Fourth period brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza, folks. Great pizza in two locations in Grants Pass. Try it out. Oh, it's so good. You call them right now, and you won't have to make dinner. that easy. Right back to action, fourth period action. Amaya on the floor for Grants Pass. Gives it to Traylor, right-hand side. Working with the basketball. Wants to drive, gets in the paint. Elevate, shot off glass, won't bow. Great athletic move, just missed the shot. Rebound taken down by Bronx. Slipped away, though. Kimberly picks it up for the Indians. Comes back on the run, top of the key. Launches one there. That is off, no good. Rebound still being fought for. And finally, controlled by, I was going to say controlled, but not controlled. Foul called on Egbert that time, who fell completely into Traylor, who was about to control that rebound. Traylor brings the ball inbounds, though, gets it to Deadman. Amaya out front quickly. Gives the ball back left-hand side. That's Dirk Ely on the floor now. Gives it to Deadman, top of the key. Left-hand side to Bronk. Bronk drives, gets in the paint, kicks it to Dirk in the corner. Shot is up from there, and it's just off. No good. Rebound, Traylor put the ball on the floor, tried to go up with it, and as he went up, it was taken out of his hands by Mr. Freeboy. Make that Mr. Lobo. Traylor will bring the ball inbounds in the in line for the Grants Pass Caveman. And ball goes left-hand side into Bronk. Out front quickly to Deadman. Deadman with the basketball, shovels out front to Dirk. Dirk with the basketball, controls it. Looks inside, there's Bronk on the cut. Cousin to cousin. Ah, that one's off. Rebound taken down by the Indians. Michael brings it down right-hand side with the basketball. Picked up by Amaya, then tries to penetrate. Loose to the basketball, picked up by Traylor. Traylor controls and has the ball taken out of his hands. And he's fouled, I believe, by number 10, Michael. That's the call. So Michael will pick up the infraction. And it'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines. Just in front of the scorer's table, into Amaya in the backcourt. Across the timeline, left front court. Off left-hand side, then to Deadman. Between the circles to Mr. Traylor. Traylor head fake, slides to the right-hand side, hands the ball off to Amaya. Amaya pumps once, cuts left and right, back right-hand side to Dirk. Dirk looks inside for a cutter, can't work that one. Back out front to Traylor. Down low, tried to get it to Dirk on the cut. Long pass by the Indians out, and we've got three men on the floor. Two Caveman, Traylor. Traylor's up and all right. Amaya's up and all right. And number 11, Sprague, is up and all right. That was almost a strike. Inbounds play from the inline now for the Roseburg Indians. Sprague will make the play. Substitution coming in as number 34. Parker Rogers, a 6'3 junior, comes in. Two games, it's the first time we've seen him on the floor. So both coaches going deep into their benches right now. 5:17 to play. It's 59-25. Into the backcourt. The ball goes quickly to Brown with the basketball. Crosses the timeline, moves off to the right-hand side. Into the corner then to Kimberly. Spins, drives the baseline again. Head fakes, lost the ball out of bounds on the head fake. No, evidently somebody slapped it out of his hands. Probably Deadman, who was there. Checking in for Grant's Pass is Matthew Bayard, 5'9", sophomore. Getting some time. So all the Cavemen have gotten into the game tonight. Bounce pass right-hand side to Sprague. Sprague with the basketball for the Indians. Right-hand side, back to Sprague now. Sprague out front. Ball goes right inside, back to Sprague in the paint. Lays one up, that's good. And Sprague finds his first two of the basketball game. 59-27. Dirk brings the ball back for the Grants Pass Caveman. Head fake, gets in the paint. All alone, lays one up and in. And Bronx is having a career night so far. That's his eighth point in the basketball game. On the drive, right-hand side, Kimberly spins in the paint. Almost loses his footing. Drops the ball left-hand side to Sprague. Sprague stripped of the basketball as he tries to elevate. And someone commits a foul in that process. Probably Bronk is who's going to get the infraction. So Bronx will pick up the infraction. Local announcers calling him Eli. Home fans lovingly know the family as Ely. And at the free throw line is number 11, Preston Sprague. First trip to the charity stripe that we know of. Shot is up and good. No game next Friday night for the Cavemen. Have a bye. Our next action will be Tuesday at North Medford. Actually, in their different location while their gym is being rebuilt. Shot is up, and this one's off. No good. Amaya brings the ball back for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Traveling blue tonight. Ball left-hand side in the hands of Deadman. Deadman back out to Bayard. Right-hand side to Bronk. Bayard drives, gets in the paint, kicks it left-hand side. Shot is up from the wing, off by, that was Dirk. Shot is up, Dirk slaps it out of bounds. It's going to be a Roseburg basketball inbounds from the end line. 3:48 to play, it's 61-28. Grants Pass in control of this one. And on the drive back comes number 10. That's Brown. Brown gives the ball up quickly to number 2. That's Lobo. Lobo with the basketball into the corner then to Kimmerly. Kimmerly wants to attack along the baseline. He's double-teamed there. Stripped of the basketball. The Cavemen have it. Ball comes out left-hand side then to Bayard. Bayard through traffic right-hand side. Loses the basketball. Bounces off the feet. There's a throw into the backcourt. They bounce it off the head of Amaya. He's all right. Moves his nose back to the center of his face. That's good. No blood. Everybody's okay, folks. 61-28. There is timeout. No, there's... I was going to say... No, we don't have timeout on the floor. Everybody came to the sidelines for a moment. On the floor for Grants Pass or Dirk and... Bronx may be off by now. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up and off. No good for the Roseburg Indians. Taken down by Gerlitz through heavy traffic. Left-hand side ball slapped away into the backcourt to Dedman. Dedman drives to the basketball. Double team. Ball comes right back to Bayard. Bayard quickly into the forecourt. Lobs it down low for Dirk. Spins and fires. It's up and good for Dirk Ely. He has his first two of the basketball game. Don't have everybody scoring yet, but pretty close. 63-28. Long pass down the right-hand side. Whistle stops the action. More bodies on the floor. That's Bayard and Sprague again, I believe. Everybody's up and okay. Foul called on. So Bayard will pick up his first infraction of the night. And at the free throw line, number 11, Preston Sprague. 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Has 3 points in the contest tonight. Shot is up. This one's off. No good. More substitutes for the Roseburg Indians. Number 23 checks in. Uh-oh, we're so far down, I don't have it. Shot is up and off. No good. 1-for-3 for Sprague from the free throw line. On the attack, Bayard right-hand side to Dedman. Dedman to, great move. Just missed the lay-in. Dirk was flying down the floor. Took the fast in the high in the air, almost from the free throw line. The GOAT. But missed the layout. Too hard. One more shot at the free throw line now, or two more shots. Shot is up, off, no good. Missed the first one. One more shot for Dirk Ely. Shot is up, off, no good. On the fly, number 24 takes the ball down. That's, well, we're deep into their roster. They've got JVs on the floor that I don't have numbers for. Sprague with the basketball now. Elevate, shot is up, lays one up, that's good. And Sprague has his fifth point of the night, second field goal. Gerlitz brings the ball down, top of the key, wants to drive, kicks it left-hand side, then into the corner to Dedman for three, rims it out, no good. Rebound taken down. Shot is up by Amaya, and it's off the back of the iron. No good. Board cleared by the Roseburg Indians, but their outlet pass to Bayard goes away, and Bayard trip goes to the floor, and he'll go to the free throw line. 34 Rogers gets the foul. Grants pass by ball inbounds. Not in a bonus situation yet. And Dirk makes the play into the backcourt to Gerlitz. Gerlitz into the forecourt. Top of the key. Gives it right-hand side to Amaya. Amaya head fakes. Pritz drops the ball right back to Gerlitz. Lots of room. Takes his time for three off. No good. Rebound cleared by Bayard. Gets the ball right-hand side to Dirt. Gerlitz lays it up off. No good. Too hard off glass. And a rebound. Full pushing action in the... foul called on Mr. Gerlitz. So Preston Gerlitz will pick up his first infraction. Roseburg ball inbounds in the end line, far end of the floor. Ball comes in quickly to Egbert, and Egbert slides down. Long pass down low, tapped away by Bayard, picked up by Sprague. Sprague picks it up. No. Gaveman picks it up. That's Bayard in the backcourt, brings the ball down, crosses the timeline, 13 seconds on the clock. Gives the ball up to Dirk. 9-8-7. Dirk moves with the basketball, 5-4. Keeps the dribble alive, 3-2. Final score, ladies and gentlemen, the Grants Pass Cavemen win it 63-30. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Coach Olson just joining us right now and getting a little bit of extra cord so we don't hang him here. All right. Coach, congratulations. You won in the Stuart W. Robertson Gymnasium.
Hey, I mean, literally the first time ever in my playing, coaching career. So I'll take it.
Oh, no doubt you take it. Was it too easy?
No. I think the guys did a real good job working hard. We talked about trying to get out fast, be aggressive in transition, take good shots, but really make it tough on them. I think we did a good job with that in the first half especially.
All right. Three men in double figures, of course, Rosetta and McKittrick. McKittrick really teed off tonight. I've got him for 18 points, three threes. He had a good night.
Yeah, he did. He got him some early shots. Not saying that we really designed a bunch, but they zoned us, so it's a little bit different for us. But Jordan did a good job of finding him. James did a good job of finding him. Just in those, finding those spots, finding those gaps. Francis did a good job inside out. We did a good job of going inside out and getting some shots from the perimeter, and they went in today, so it was good for us.
Young in double figures also with 12.
Yeah, hustle plays. I told him, we're going to get out and transition, use your athleticism.
He's looking smoother and smoother every time I see him.
He is, yeah. And he's really trying to figure out. He's in there getting in the right spot, which helps, I think, with Jordan, especially if they zone us, he'll find you if you get in the right spot. So Branson's done a really good job of finding space, finding the open area, and then just finishing around the rim.
With a big lead like that, Coach, we've seen teams lose focus in the second half. It looks like certainly in the third period. Did you deal with that at halftime?
We did. Let's not get complacent. Let's keep working hard. And you could tell, early in the third, we were kind of going through the motions defensively. So we called a timeout and had the discussion like, hey, we already figured this out. We got to work on it and just we got to get better. That was the goal. Hey, the score is a score, but we got to get better. We got to do things, offensively, defensively that we need to work on. That's not against our own team, so they don't know what's coming. So, it was really just like harped on. Let's keep working. Let's keep, it's 0-0. Keep grinding. We got to win every quarter was the goal. They after that first couple minutes, they kind of figured that out.
All right, you played all 10 players tonight, Coach. Everybody got in the game.
Hey, when you make some baskets early and you get to score some points and play good defense, you get to score up a little bit, you get everybody in.
All right, Bayard looked good when he was on the floor. Do you earn any extra minutes tonight?
He is scrappy. Matt is, he's super scrappy.
He's fast.
Super fast, still young, but he's, he's a grinder. He's one of the, like I said, at practice, he's that kid on our team that at practice, especially you don't want Matt guarding you because he's going to be all out effort. Doesn't matter if he's guarding Jordan or Branson or one of our guards. It's going to be you're in for a long day. We'll see if we can get him in sporadically again. Like I said, trying to play 10's tough, but he works so hard.
Amaya a good night on the floor. We're seeing less and less turnovers from Amaya.
Yeah, I think tonight we were better in general without turnovers. But, yeah, like I said, Abby is, again, he played freshman basketball last year, so it's a big jump coming to the varsity level. So, yeah, he's finding his way, and I think a lot of his just being confident. I keep telling him, you know, hey, you belong out here. We're not just putting you out here because we want to. You deserve it. You've earned it. So, he's getting that confidence is a big deal for him.
My stats, obviously, pretty one-sided. Were you expecting that?
I guess I hoped it. You know what I mean? We had good practice Monday, so I had a hope. I mean, my goal was 30 to keep them under 30, so we got there. We set a goal of 25 at half. We didn't reach that, but you know, I kind of did. I thought if we came in with the intensity we needed to, this could be what it looked like. But just can we do that? And can we do it at a consistent level?
Yeah, significant rebounding edge, significant edge in turnovers completely.
Yeah, and again, just different styles. When they zoned us, but we still turned over. You know, we're probably around 10 to 12, which is great for us. But honestly, probably a few too many, just because not like it's a high pressure zone. But again, I'll take the 10 and 12 because we've been 20, 25. So I'll take that for sure.
All right, you got a week off, Coach. What are you going to do?
Just really work on us. Try to get some stuff. We've been slowly implementing. We're kind of practice that and ramp it up. Spend some more time on. So we want to have a game prep. So really just kind of fine tune some things. Maybe add a few things here and there.
All right. And the next opponent, next Tuesday, a week from tonight, North Medford, the Black Tornado. What do you know about the Tornado?
Super scrappy. You know, North Medford always is.
Always is. Yeah.
Always are. They're real athletic. It'll be a good matchup for us. Playing at their place, too, is always tough. Even when it's not at North Medford, still at Oakdale, it's still a home court for them. So, yeah, they're just scrappy. Those are a team I feel like you may be up 15, but they can turn it around in a heartbeat. So we're going to have to play a complete game. Sorry we did today, high energy, work hard, but we're going to need 32 minutes to beat them for sure.
All right, Coach, once again, congratulations. You're one of the few who come away with a win here at Robertson Gymnasium in Roseburg.
Feel real lucky, real thing for the guys.
All right, thank you. Head Coach Nate Olson will be back with more right after this 30-second Kingman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
I want to run down some numbers because they're pretty impressive numbers here, certainly tonight, for the Grants Pass Cavemen. The Cavemen out-rebounded the Roseburg Indians 35-16. Floor percentage, Grants Pass 52% from the floor. They were 26 of 50 compared to 35% from the floor for the Roseburg Indians. That was 11 of 31. And turnovers, Grants Pass 10 turnovers compared to 21 turnovers for the Roseburg Indians. So rebounds and turnovers significant in that situation. Cavemen led at the end of the first period by 15, 20-5, led 35-11 in the second period. Won that second period again 15-6. Won the third period 24-14. And that last period, final score 63-30. Matthew Bayard picked up a single foul. Dirk Ely won two points on a field goal, missed two free throws. Amaya didn't figure in my scoring line, got some minutes. Preston Gerlitz got some minutes, single foul. Bronx Ely, good night for Bronx, had 8 points on three field goals, one three-pointer. Dan was 1-for-1 at the free throw line on a single foul. Caden Dedman did not figure in my scoring line, although got significant minutes tonight. Weston Berg picked up a couple of fouls. Branson Young, 12 points on six field goals, three in the first period, three in the last period. Three in the third period. He also picked up two fouls. James Traylor, 4 points on two field goals and a single foul. Grady McKittrick, once again, 16 points, including three three-pointers. 7 field goals for Jordan Rosetta along with 5 free throws. Gives him 19 points in the basketball game. Again, the leading scorer. And we'll talk about the player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change when we come back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Once again, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking about the player of the game, courtesy of Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And tonight, that's just got to go to Jordan Rosetta for, of course, he was the leading scorer. That's almost a given every game. But he rebounded tonight. He passed tonight. The Grants Pass Caveman looked like they were all trying to get more assists than their opponents. And they passed the ball around well. And leading the way there, Jordan Rosetta, our player of the game tonight, courtesy of Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll be back right after this word.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. We want to remind you that we'll be back with the Grants Pass Caveman on the road next Tuesday night. They've got a week off here. They've got a bye on Friday night. They'll take on the North Medford Black Tornado next Friday night. Next Tuesday night live, and that's coming to your way from North Medford. Of course, North Medford comes in with a 1-1 record right now in league play. They're 3-11 overall, ranked 41st in the state. Grants Pass actually ranked higher than that, but at the bottom of the that's strange the way those numbers work. But that's the situation. Once again, I want to remind you, let's see. Okay, I've got everything in a row here. Got the right numbers in it. Okay. For Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, executive producer and assistant statistician tonight, Brian Deani. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you of the final score. The Grants Pass Caveman 63, the Roseburg Indians 30. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.